T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
David Koch is dead at the age of 79. You've probably seen the breaking news. Very successful businessman. Built an empire with his brother. Probably did more to destroy the sovereignty and the future of freedom in this country than any single individual I can think of besides George Soros. The Koch money has been an absolute cancer and poison on the Republican Party. I mean, I can't describe it any other way. They were open advocates for the end of sovereignty, open borders, the melding of Mexico and Canada into one super state that would be ruled by a foreign body. The Koch money was the largest driving force behind Obama trade, which literally would have taken one of the most important functions of Congress as doled out in the Constitution, which was the regulation of trade across state borders in our country, and would have removed it from the hands of Congress permanently and put it in the hands of foreign unelected bureaucrats from everywhere, from Vietnam to Australia. We'd get one member on the board. Thanks, guys. And these people in this agreement, the Obama trade agreement, would have been given the right immediately to rewrite the charter, giving themselves more power, taking it straight out of the Constitution. So David Koch's legacy is one of poison. And it's an absolute disaster for our country. And I mean, if you want to know why things in this country have not felt right since about the year 2000, it's because the Republicans stopped being an opposition party and they were paid to shut their mouths at least, and at best go along with what the Democrats want. And a lot of that money was Koch money. And I believe, I think the Kochs passed themselves off as Republicans. I think they were open borders liberals. But I also think that they were big multinational owners and it benefited them to have open borders. So there's still one brother left. You're still going to see the Koch poison poured into elections in a way that undermines the voters. I mean, if you want to know why the political class stopped listening to voters and seems to answer only to a few people on K Street, despite polls on the immigration agenda showing over 60% support for Trump, you could take a good look at the Koch money. That and the Soros money has just polluted politics. So that's his legacy. Trading the sovereignty, the beauty, the freedoms of this country for a couple of quarters of good profits. And I would love to see their money out of politics. I absolutely was. It was complete poison. And the way that the Kochs began in this era, along with the Chamber of Commerce, which they are also very powerful within, and the Business Roundtable, to control control politics was through fear. And so, you know, as Politico said, the average poured in by the open borders lobby to most races in the primary at the primary level was about $500,000. We saw that in Ralph Norman's race. $500,000 used against him in the primary and poured into, electing Tommy Pope. And it goes two ways. You can support the open borders lobby and defy over 60% of the general population, over 80% of Republican voters, and be for open borders. And you can get the money. Or you can openly defy them and they will use that money against you. Your choice. And so, at best, people in the Republican Party, however they feel about open borders, were lulled into silence because they didn't want that, that cannon aimed at them, that Koch money. And it was a disaster. And the Kochs really came to power through the Bushes, who used their money and the Chamber's money and other folks' money to in exchange for pushing the open borders agenda and leaving our borders essentially wide open at their command. They got supremacy within the Republican Party and a lock, tight control hold on it. That was the deal with the devil that Bush made and why we are in the situation we are in today. It started in the Bush. It started definitely during the Bush presidency. So that's David Koch's legacy. They'll tell you other nice things about him, but probably won't mention that. But that Koch money is pure poison. And for too long, our leaders, both Democrat and Republican, have answered to the Kochs and not to the voters out of total terror of what the Kochs would do to them in a primary. You want to know how it happened and why it doesn't seem like politicians listen to you? It's because they're scared to death of this money, which still pollutes politics today. So that's where we are.
Well, it's just interesting to see that sometimes money doesn't necessarily buy that victory.
No, and I don't think they have to buy victory. I think they just buy fear. You'll keep your mouth shut, which is what most of the Republican Party does. I mean, we've pointed out so often on the show, wow, look at that great opportunity to show how the Democrats have really harmed this country, and yet there's not a peep. I mean, let's just look at this week, for instance. I mean, you want to talk about what does Koch money buy? What does Chamber of Commerce money buy? What does Business Roundtable money buy? What does it buy? I mean, you want to talk about a political opportunity to bury your enemies and educate the American public. A logical choice this week would have been a press conference. Oh, hey, guess what? The Obama administration stopped DNA testing at the border because it was catching too many criminals.
Mm-hmm.
And in the process, I mean, and it's not, this is not like was their choice to DNA test. Federal law mandated it.
Yeah.
They broke the law to help criminals. Arriba, arriba, on delay, right into this country. I mean, and so those DNA samples that, you know, they were testing illegals at the border before they did catch and release, which is another abomination of law. Those, you know, DNA samples were run against the FBI database. They were run against international databases, criminal and terrorist. And the testing stopped. That's pure coke right there. K-O-C-H, pure coke. I mean, that's how radical it got. I mean, and again, I point out, you know, I mean, even Representative Jeff Duncan's bill. Hey, you know what? If people are here on a visa and they're on the terror watch list, or they're here illegally and they're on the terror watch list, let's deport them. And people were so terrified of that coke money, of that chamber money, that that bill ground to a halt in committee. It was blocked from coming out of committee. I mean, they had people so that, you know, our congress members so terrified of appearing to be anti-illegal immigrant, anti-criminal illegal immigrant, anti-terrorist illegal immigrant, anti-multiple murderer illegal immigrant, anti-serial rapist illegal immigrant. You couldn't even appear to want to stop the most violent people on earth from crossing our border. That's the poison. I mean, this is a slam dunk. You hold up, you're the Republican leadership, you hold a press conference, Lee, and you tell the people what Obama did. You tell the people what the Democrat agenda looks like, and they're terrified to do it because they're going to get politically assassinated in their next primary by the Kochs.
Well, thankfully, there are few, and unfortunately, very few that are not tainted by that. And I think one of our congressmen, Jeff Duncan, I think Ralph Norman's one. I think you've got Mark Meadows in North Carolina to some degree, Jim Jordan in Ohio. You know, Louie Gohmert in Texas, you've got a few. And Senator Rand Paul as well.
And I think those guys are just beyond the reach of the Koch money.
Yeah.
They are so, you know, well known and personally popular in their districts that $500,000 Koch lies coming in here is not going to take them out. But they even tread lightly to some degree because why bring it on, you know? And I mean, it's got to stop. And if you, again, want to know where the lawlessness is coming from, that's where. Soros, Koch, U.S. Chamber of Commerce, and a Business Roundtable. Entities have done more damage to this country than I would argue even the British managed to do. They it's bad news. So I'm not going to pretend this is a sad thing because it's not. I mean, I know it's going to be a weekend of eulogizing Koch on Fox where their brands advertise and pretending this was a good person. And he wasn't. Not for this country.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.